النساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله جل وعلا وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد أيها المسلمون فإني أوصيكم ونفسي المقصرة بتقوى الله سبحانه وتعالى. Once again, a reminder for myself and for all of you to fulfill the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. عباد الله أيها المسلمون. كثير من الناس يظن أن الفلاح والسعادة في الحصول على حظوظ الدنيا العاجلة من وفرة المال وحصول الجاه والتمتع بالملذات. As a human being, you find many people, they think that success, happiness, ease, stability and peace of mind rely on getting more of this dunya. Certain people, this is how they look at it. The more they into this dunya, the more they have more wealth, or they have status in the community, and the more they enjoy the luxury of this dunya, they think that that's what success is. وصنف آخر يرى أن السعادة والفلاح هي السبق في مجال الصناعة والاختراع والترفع عن الآخرين. While other people, they look at success, that's the definition of success for them, is to be advanced in the fields of industry and inventions and the like. وبناء على هذه النظرية صرفوا كل أوقاتهم وأفنوا أعمارهم وأنهكوا قواهم في السعي وراء الحصول على تلك الأشياء التي هي في نظرهم مقومات السعادة والفلاح. So based on these theories that they established for themselves, they spent all of their times. They worry themselves. They exhaust every opportunity, all of their efforts and energy, their focus to get this thing that they think they are the components, the ingredients, and the essential fundamentals of happiness and joy and success. فهي شغلهم الشاغل وهمهم الذي ملك عليهم كل تفكيرهم وهي موضوع أحاديثهم وهي مجال تنافسهم. So you find these people, whenever they get together, and even when they're alone, when they're together, they talk about these matters, because they think that's what's going to bring them success. They talk only about wealth, how much he got, how many gas station he's going to get, how many this or that. They're just talking about this. And that's what they compete one another for. Compete one another for this dunya. وَأَيْمَ اللَّهِ لَقَدْ ضَلُّوا وَمَا كَانُوا مُهْتَدِينَ. And by Allah, such people are misguided, far away from knowing the reality of success and falah. They don't know what it means. They don't know the true meaning of falah and to be successful. فَقَدْ هَلَكَ وَشَقِيَ بِالْمَالِ قَارُونَ الَّذِي أَتَاهُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْكُنُوزِ مَا إِنَّ مَفَاتِحَهُ لَتَنُوءُ بِالْعُصْبَةِ أُولِي الْقُوَّةِ. Those who they think that the more wealth they have, the more successful they will, and they will achieve success through wealth, let them read the Quran. Now we're talking about Muslims now. Some Muslims, they see things like this. We refer you to the book of Allah. Read the story of Qarun, Korah, who was destroyed. He was destroyed. Allah has given him a lot of treasures. And Allah tells us about his treasures, and actually about the keys to his treasures. And we gave him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, meaning to Qarun, to Korah, and we gave him of the treasures that of which the keys would have been a burden to a body of a strong man. Just the keys to the treasure. But he was destroyed. وَلَقَدْ هَلَكَ بِالْمُلْكِ وَالسُّلْطَانِ. فرعون الذي قال يا قوم أليس لي ملك مصر وهذه الأنهار تجري من تحتي. Another example in the Quran. For those who think that positions to have a high rank in the society, that's what success is. Well, guess what? Read the Quran once again. And you see the position of Fir'aun, this tyrant king. He was destroyed. He was not successful. Was he successful? No, he was destroyed. As he said to his people, oh my people, is not mine the dominion of Egypt and the rivers flowing underneath me? Naam. وَلَقَدْ شَقِيَ فِي مَجَالِ الصِّنَاعَ وَالْإِخْتِرَاعِ الأمم الحاضرة بحيث أصبحت كل دولة تهدد الدولة الأخرى بمخترعاتها ومدمراتها فصاروا تسابقهم في وسائل الدمار لا في وسائل الاستقرار. In our days, after being given you an example from the past, now in our days, they're miserable. They have no success, no joy, no happiness, no ease, no peace of mind. Those so-called the main countries, the rich countries of this time. Such they will, they threaten each other with the production of nuclear weapons. Weapons of mass destruction. Is this a success? They frighten, they scared, they have no tranquility, no peace of mind. So now you will find them competing one another. Who will produce more weapons of mass destruction? They don't care about the people's well-being or stability or ease or peace. وَصَارَ الْجَمِيعُ مُهَدَّدِينَ بِانْدِلَاعِ حَرْبٍ طَاحِنَةً تَأْتِي مِنَ عَلَى الْأَخْضَرِ وَالْيَابِسِ. Now everybody on this globe, on this earth, is threatened with destruction. Because now they competing one another. Who's going to produce this and that? And if a war, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, took place, the consequences, they will be very bad. وهكذا يا عباد الله إذا لم يكن الإيمان هو الموجه وإذا لم تكن العقيدة الصحيحة هي الأساس فسدت الدنيا وانهار البنيان وأصبحت الأعمال كلها لا فائدة منها لا عجل ولا آجلا. This is the case of any people when iman and the sound aqidah, they're not the guide for such people. They're not the foundation for their actions, their plannings. So therefore, their plannings and their action will bring nothing but corruption to the people. And will soon or later, by Allah's will, bring a lot of evil consequences. قال الله تعالى والذين كفروا أعمالهم كسراب بقيعة يحسبه الظمآن ماء حتى إذا جاءه لم يجده شيئا ووجد الله عنده فوفاه حسابه. In Surah An-Nur, as for those who disbelieve, their deeds are like a mirage in the desert. The thirsty one thinks it to be water. Until he comes up to it, he finds it to be nothing. Likewise, anyone who builds his action not upon the correct belief, not upon the strong and correct aqidah, not upon the sunnah, not upon that which the Salaf al-Salih were upon, yes, it may look to them as a big thing, something good coming from it. And when they get into it, in the midst of their actions, they will see nothing but evil. And you know what happened these couple years to some Muslim countries when they went out and they think, okay, we're going to go out in the streets and where something good is coming. Al-Rabi' al-Arabi, the Arab Spring. Yes, they call it the Arab Spring. Let's go out there. We're going to move a couple people and joy will come in. We're going to be successful. What is this success they're talking about? Look what's still going on in those countries. May Allah have mercy on the Muslims. Why? Because their actions are not built upon the sound aqidah. They're not built upon the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وقال الله تعالى مثل الذين كفروا بربهم أعمالهم كرماد اشتدت به الريح في يوم عاصف لا يقدرون مما كسبوا على شيء ذلك هو الضلال البعيد. In Surah Ibrahim, the parable of those who disbelieved in their Lord is that their works are as ashes on which the wind blows furiously on a stormy day. They shall not be able to get up of what they have earned. That is the train far away, the strain far away from the right path. وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى في سورة الكهف هل ننبئكم بالأخسرين أعمالا الذين ضل سعيهم في الحياة الدنيا وهم يحسبون أنهم يحسنون صنعا. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, shall we tell you the greatest losers in respect of their deeds? Now we're talking about success, talking about falah, knowing the means of success. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, shall we tell you the greatest losers in respect of their deeds? Those whose efforts have been wasted in this life while they thought they were acquiring good by their deeds. Ayna. They think they're doing good. They got enough. And they stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they find the reality. They find the reality that we have to check our deeds. For the deeds to be of a benefit for us in this life and the hereafter, they have to be those deeds that are performed sincerely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in accordance with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated. عباد الله يعجب كثير من الناس بزهرة الدنيا ومتاعها فيتعلق بها وينسى الآخرة. نعم, O servant of Allah, many people are deceived by the life of this world. Many people are deceived by this life, so they connect themselves to it, they attach their hearts to it, and they forget the hereafter. قال الله تعالى زين للناس حب الشهوات من النساء والبنين والقناطير المقنطرة من الذهب والفضة والخيل المسومة والأنعام والحرث ذلك متاع الحياة الدنيا والله عنده حسن المآب. Beautified for men is the love for things they covet, women, children, much of gold and silver in wealth, branded beautiful horses, cattle, and well-tilled land. This is the pleasure of the present world's life. But Allah has the excellent return, paradise, with flowing rivers with Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. نعم عباد الله بعض المسلمين الذين ضعف إيمانهم يغترون اليوم إذا نظروا إلى ما بأيدي غير المسلمين من زهرة الحياة الدنيا وما توصلوا إليه من مخترعات فيذهب ذلك بهم إلى الإعجاب بهم وتعظيمهم في نفوسهم. Sad reality, O servant of Allah, you find some of the Muslims whose iman is weak because of the state of iman. They weaken iman, they are deceived when they look what the non-Muslims have achieved in this life. The reality, you have to be amazed of those who, what they achieved for themselves for the hereafter. Now you find Muslims, some Muslims, they are deceived and amazed when they look at what some non-Muslims has achieved. The dunya, oh look, they have this, they have better houses, better cars, better this, better money, better opportunities, better jobs, better coverages, better this. They have more rights, human rights, animal rights. And they forget that all these rights are in Islam. The real human rights are in Islam. The real animal rights are in Islam. But they are deceived by the dunya. They deceive because of their weakness of iman. They are deceived by the dunya. They just look at the inventions. So therefore, they glorify them. And they think they are better than the Muslims. Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan, Hafidhahu Allah, says, by Allah, a non-Muslim can never be better than a Muslim. How can be a person who is upon kufr and disbelief and shirk can be better than a one who is upon tawheed? Just because he invented software. Yeah, right. Person is on tawheed.
How can a person, just because they come up with some machines, they invent some industry, and they are upon shirk, they are better than the one who's upon tawheed? But sad reality, you find some Muslim, they look at that, they're better than us. No, they are not. Shirk can never be better than tawheed. وَإِذَا رَأَوْا مَا أَسَابَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مِنْ ضَعْفٍ وَتَأْخِيرٍ فِي مَجَالِ الصِّنَاعَةِ ظَنُّوا أَنَّ هَذَا بِسَبَبِ الْإِسْلَامِ فَهَانَ الْإِسْلَامُ وَالْمُسْلِمُونَ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ. Same wicked people who have weak iman amongst the Muslims. Now they look at one side, see how these non-Muslim countries, they have advanced in industry and houses and this and that and luxury and the dunya. And they look at the other side to many Muslims, lands and countries. They are far behind in industry and inventions. These Muslims who have weak iman, they think that the state of the Muslims these days, they are far behind in the fields of industry and technology. They think it's because of Islam. Wal-iyadu billah. See? They say it's because of Islam. فَهَانَ الْإِسْلَامُ وَالْمُسْلِمُونَ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ. That's why you find these people, Islam mean nothing to them. They don't feel anything when Islam, this term, is mentioned in front of them. Rather they say, man, what Islam did for us? When the Muslims are mentioned, they said, Muslim, they didn't do anything for us. All we have is from the non-Muslims, وَلَيَّادُ بِاللَّهِ. وَلَمْ يَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ تَأَخَّرُوا الْمُسْلِمِينَ لا ينسب إلى الإسلام وإنما ينسب إلى تقصير المسلمين وتكاسلهم وعدم عملهم بمقتضى الإسلام. These ignorant people, they should know that the state of the Muslims these days, and yes it is deplorable one, they fall behind. It is not because of Islam. It is not because of Islam, but it is because of the negligence and the laziness of Muslims, except from those that Allah has mercy on them. That's why the Muslims, they are where they at now, not because of Islam, hasha wa kalla, but it is because of the Muslims themselves, because of their laziness, negligence, ignorance, bid'ah, innovations, hizbiyat. They don't want to learn the deen. Now they say Islam. Have you tried Islam for you to say Islam behind us? Islam worked for a few people, the Sahaba, and they conquered the world. They were only a couple thousand. Now the Muslim, they almost 2 billions. But like they are the foam of the ocean. Why? Because they didn't benefit from Islam. They don't act upon Islam. فَالْإِسْلَامُ دِينُ الْقُوَّةِ وَالْعِزَّةِ لَكِنَّهُ يَحْتَاجُ إِلَى حَمَلَةِ. Islam guarantees might, power. نعم, you can be, he guarantees might for the Muslims. But they have to act upon it. They have to learn Islam and teach it. Apply it in the way they talk and the way they walk, the way they make decisions. That's how they're going to learn from Islam. أقول الله وأسأله سبحانه وتعالى لي ولكم الثبات على الدين. الحمد لله. الحمد لله حكم بالفلاح لأهل الإيمان وبالخسار لأهل الكفر والطغيان. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له, من اتقاه وقاه, ومن عاذ به حماه, ومن أعرض عنه أذله وأشقاه. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله, لا خير إلا دل أمته عليه, ولا شر إلا حذرها منه, صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تمسك بسنته وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد, عباد الله, من فقد مقومات الفلاح والسعادة فقد تحقق إفلاسه وخساره في الدنيا والآخرة. نعم, O you servant of Allah, we're talking about success. And we're going to mention to you some of the means that lead you to success. Anyone who's missing out and not knowing and rather having the right ingredients, the right components of success, the real happiness, that person is a bankrupt for real. If he doesn't know the real means of success, that person, he is the real bankrupt. And he is going to be from the losers in this life and in the hereafter, wal-iyadu billah. Unless he or she turn to Allah with repentance. ذلك أن من أبرز مقومات هذه السعادة وهذا الفلاح الإيمان بالله واليوم الآخر واليوم الآخر. The main causes, Shaykh Salih Al-Fawzan, Hafidhahu Ta'ala, says, the strong means that will bring you success, the real success, and the real happiness, is having faith in Allah and the last day. فَلَقَدْ حَكَمَ اللَّهُ بِالْفَلَاحِ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran that the successful are the believers. قال تعالى في سورة المؤمنون قد أفلح المؤمنون. They are successful indeed, the believers. ومن أسباب الفلاح التوبة من الذنوب والإيمان بالله والعمل الصالح. Likewise, from the means that bring us the real success, توبة, repentance from sins, having iman in Allah and all righteous deeds. قال تعالى في سورة القصص فأما من تاب وآمن وعمل صالحا فعسى أن يكون من المفلحين. فعسى أن يكون من المفلحين. But as for him who repented from polytheism and sins, believed in the oneness of Allah and in the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and did righteous deeds in the life of this world, then he will be amongst those who are successful. ومن أسباب الفلاح ملازمة ذكر الله. Likewise, from the means of success, that you constantly remember Allah. قال تعالى في سورة الأنفال واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون. And remember Allah much, both with tongue and mind, so that you may be successful. This is the statements of Allah, عباد الله. This is the statements of Allah. ومن أسباب الفلاح تحلية النفس بالصفات الحميدة وإبعادها عن الصفات الذميمة. Likewise, from the things that will make us successful and bring us success and falah, purifying your soul, adorning yourself with the good characteristics of Islam, and keeping yourself and your soul from all bad, evil, despicable manners. قال تعالى في سورة الشمس قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها. Indeed, he succeeded. We're talking about success. It's in the Quran. Indeed, he succeeds who purifies his own self. That is, obeys and performs all that Allah ordered by following true faith of Islamic monotheism and by doing righteous good deeds. And indeed, he fails who corrupts his own self by disobeying what Allah has ordered, by rejecting the true faith of Islamic monotheism, and by following polytheism, or by doing every kind of evil, wicked deeds. نعم عباد الله كما قال الشاعر اعتني بنفسك وأتمم مكارمها فأنت بالنفس لا بالجسم إنسان. Take good care of your soul. Complete or perfect the things that will elevate your soul. Because you are a human being through your soul, not just through your body. People, you find them, they care about their bodies, strong muscles. They eat good. They watch their diet, vitamins, I don't know what. But they don't take care about their soul. Nothing. نعم. ومن أسباب الفلاح إنفاق المال في طاعة الله والابتعاد عن الشح. We're still looking for success. These are the main components and ingredients of success. From them, spending in the way of Allah and staying away from being stingy, spending in the way of Allah. قال الله تعالى وأنفقوا خيرا لأنفسكم ومن يوق شح نفسه فأولئك هم المفلحون. Listen and obey and spend in charity that is better for yourselves, and whoever is saved from his own stinginess, then they are the successful ones. This is the successful ones. وقال تعالى قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى. Allah says, indeed, whoever purifies himself, this is the one who's successful. Indeed, he is successful, the one who purifies his own self and remember Allah and perform the prayers. This is success. But people, they look at it in the other way. They think the one who's successful is not the one who's acting upon the commands of Allah, fulfilling the obligations, make sure that they're doing everything for Allah. They know the reason behind their creation. Yes, they got a job. They take care of their families. Alhamdulillah. But they say, this is not what I'm created for. I'm created to worship my Lord, to be upon the right path. No, these are not successful to them. Who's successful? Look, they look at it the other way. They be talking, oh, such and such has 3 gas stations. He's successful. Even though those gas stations, they sell what? Liquor, lottery, duchies and cigarettes, and many other bad things. That's the successful one for them. Who's successful? The one who has a mortgage company. Naam, sucking the blood of the people. Taking their wealth with no right. Who's successful? They think the one who has this big insurance company. That's how they look at success. Even those people, what they're doing and doing is haram. And not in accordance to what Allah has legislated. عباد الله سيأتي على الناس يوم يظهر فيه المفلح من الخاسر ذلك هو يوم وزن الأعمال. Yes, a day will come. A day that is certain on يوم القيامة. Now, the true successful one will be distinct from the loser. The day when the action will be weighed. قال تعالى والوزن يومئذ الحق فمن ثقلت موازينه فأولئك هم المفلحون ومن خفت موازينه فأولئك الذين خسروا أنفسهم بما كانوا بآياتنا يظلمون. And the weighing on that day, the day of judgments, will be the true weighing. So as for those whose scales of good deeds will be heavy, they will be the successful. Now, they are the one that's successful. They enter in al-Jannah. And as for those whose scales will be light, they are those who will lose their own selves by entering in hell because they denied and rejected the ayats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, Ya Abdullah, you can think seriously about this skill, about Yawm al-Qiyamah. By checking your actions, taking account of yourself. Before you do anything, why are you doing it? Is he going to be for you or against you in Yawm al-Qiyamah? He's going to weigh for you on heavy in a scale of your good deeds or in a scale of your bad deeds. Yes, you can put forward for yourself righteous deeds that will make your scale of good deeds heavier, inshaAllah ta'ala. And you pay attention to your statements and your actions. Whatever you do, your earnings, your livelihood, so that you always do and say that which will help you on Yawm al-Qiyamah, that which will make you successful, inshaAllah. وَلَا تَنْسَ هَذِهِ الْحَقِيقَةِ. Never ever forget about this reality. Don't forget, because it is not forgotten. Do not forget about the day of judgment. And that we are going to stand, Ya Abdullah, in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اللهم اجعلنا من التائبين من ذنوبهم والمحاسبين لأنفسهم والمعتبرين بما يجري حولهم وارزقنا اللهم العلم النافع والعمل الصالح واحفظ لنا ديننا وأصلح لنا دنيانا وألحقنا بالصالحين وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله